Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto-Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's March 13th. It's 2023. We have a seven-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Some big question marks, some big players out. Fun podcast, a lot of games to get through, kind of, with only seven, but absolutely fantastic, range of games and, injuries and stuff, so glad to be joined today by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, great weekend. Hope you're ready for some Monday NBA.
Brother, always. Let's get it cracking. Definitely got some good games on the slate here. Hopefully your weekend went well. Hopefully, people can hang out with us a little bit and we can guide them in the right direction. Put a few Monday dollars in their pockets.
Yeah, I mean, Monday dollars. I like the sound of that. So let's make some Monday dollars. My weekend was busy. So I'm tired today, but I'm here and I'm ready to grind out the morning grind with you all. Give us a first look here at this seven game slate. But yeah, jump right in. We got Indiana at Detroit, 228.5 total in this game. Pacers favored by four on one book. A lot of injury news here, Will. Bear with me. Have a drink of soda and let me get through this. On the Pistons side of things, Bagley's out. Bogdanovich is out. Burks is out. Cunningham, Diallo, Ivy, and Stewart. They really don't want to win this game. On the Pacers side of things, Halliburton's out. Buddy Hield is questionable with a foot. Mathurin and McConnell are out, and Turner is out. If this game does not scream March NBA to you, I don't know what else to say in this one. The Pacers, I mean, they're still battling, but Detroit is just at that point where they're like, hey, we want to lose every game. And they probably don't even need to. They're like seven games clear of Charlotte at this point, so they don't even need to. But hey, who knows? A lot of interesting things in this one. We'll start with the Pacers side. Buddy Hield matters a ton on this slate because with Halliburton, Turner, and Mathurin already ruled out, Corey Joseph is probably the top value play on the slate. Him and Numhard are just phenomenal value plays. But if we rule out Buddy Hield too, I mean, then we're talking Duarte at 4,200. You know, we're already talking like Jalen Smith, Nesmith, Jackson. Like, it's a matchup with Detroit. And Detroit is fully trying to lose games. It's hard not to like the Pacers in this game, you know, with all these guys out. If Buddy Hield plays, he's a smash. If he plays, he's a smash.
Yeah, I think, Stevie, honestly, I'm just going to lean he's out. Like, they're sitting practically, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think I'm going to lean out here. I think it's time to fire up the cheap Pacers. Here's my indicator, Stevie, which is kind of funny to me. Even TJ McConnell is sitting.
Yeah, like, even TJ McConnell.
It's sitting. Like, yep. Man, buddy, just take the day off. Don't come out here. So I think this is all the cheap Indiana.
But they want to win the game. That's the only thing to me that's like the Pacers still want to win, and like that's the in back of my head. Like maybe he plays because they are still like wanting to win games, but. I mean, you look at the injury report and you're like, who's trying to lose this game?
Right. It feels like both of them. I'm still all aboard the cheap Pacers. I'm with you. If he plays, he should be a smash play. But it's just so many cheap Pacers that we'll have access to. You talked about Smith, you know, Jordan Awara, Nesmith. Like, they're all going to be in play. I'll probably, you know, end up making a group of some sort and, you know, find your favorite one and play them a little bit more, but they will all be in play. They're playing Detroit. It's not like they're playing Boston.
Yeah. I mean, you listen, the sample size is so small, but if you take all these guys off the floor and leave Buddy Hield on the floor, you're still looking at 1.25 for Jackson fantasy points per minute, 0.93 from Numhard, 1.43 for Jalen Smith. So he's obviously someone that has really excelled, and he gets one of the best matchups in the NBA. So, I mean, Jalen Smith is in a fantastic spot, assuming that he starts and plays 30-plus minutes here with Turner already out. I mean, listen, you have no idea what type of minutes we're getting, but, I mean, you would assume – James Johnson plays minutes here at 3,100. Duarte, maybe even George Hill, but I don't know how much they really want to play George Hill anyway. So it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal spot. Watch the Buddy Hield news. If Buddy Hield is out, I would assume the starting lineup looks like Joseph, Numhard, Nuora, Duarte, Nuora, and then Jalen Smith, I would guess, or Nesmith instead of Nuora.
Yeah, I think Nesmith starts, but that's just me.
Or, yeah, maybe Duarte doesn't start. But I feel like Duarte, I don't know. It's tough to say. But
I think Numhard starts for sure.
Yeah, I think Numhard starts for sure. I think Jalen Smith starts regardless if Hield plays or not. He's one of my favorite plays on the slate for what it's worth at 4,700.
Yeah.
So. Okay, one side of this game down. Hey, Will, Detroit, they are sitting a lot of guys too. Bagley, Ivy, Bogdanovich, Stewart, Burks, Diallo. Like, all right, here's the flip side, right? So, Wiseman is 6K now, and Duren is back, but Bagley's out. Joseph is on Detroit, by the way. I totally messed that up. I was excited about playing him on this side of the game, and I said it on the other side. Someone in chat just said it, too. I realized that after I said it. But, a lot of people out here, like, on the other side. Is this a spot we're looking at, like, Killian Hayes and trying to get, like, the ceiling game? Are we looking at Wiseman even though Duren is back? Are we looking at Duren because Bagley's out? Like, so many question marks on Detroit. And they've been a tough team to kind of figure out, but in this situation, you're taking shots. You have to.
Bro, this is Stevie, dare I say, this is probably the most juicy game on the slate.
Like, it is the first game of the night, too.
The spot of all spots.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I'm gonna stack this game in, I don't know, 10, 20 different ways. And just let it ride. Like this is, I mean, everybody's cheap. Like, we're not overpaying for anyone. So I like the spot. I mean, I know we can name names, but Joseph, Killian Hayes, Livers, Magruder may even get some minutes here. You know, of course, I think Duren and Wiseman are actually going to be really good plays here. This is just, it's a good spot. And so, I definitely think this is a game right out of the gate. Stack it up. Find your favorite stud plays of the night. Round robin those guys around them and keep it moving.
Yeah, I mean, so Detroit. Okay, all right. Just this game in general, right? Really quick. Depending on, like, your bankroll, if you're, like, a mass multi-handed person, this might be one of those spots where you, like, are way overweight on this game in general, and I'm not, like, trying to talk you off of it by any means. I think it's a fantastic game. There's a lot of value. But, like, if you're finding yourself, like, very overweight on this game, and, like, anybody with even a small bankroll, maybe you play the 20-inch max, $4 or something. Maybe you play the 20-inch max on DraftKings, and you're like, all right, I'm ending up really heavy on this game. Dude, you fire up that like $1 for it, 20-inch max, if they still have that. I can't even see it, so I don't know. You fire that up, and you're like, I'm going to fade this game in the $1 20-inch max. And if it just duds, I'm winning that thing. And if it goes off, I have a shot at the $4 one. You know, some game theory with your roster construction for this slate, because I mean, this game's just, it's fantastic, right? You could play what, five guys from this game, six
no
guys
defense, game. Cheap pieces. Like, yeah. You can't ask for much more than that.
You could play all your value from this game and then just load up on the studs in the Boston game, in the Phoenix game, in the Atlanta game, the Dallas game. Like, so a lot of people are going to do that. So where do you get different? I mean, that's just one way that you could potentially get different. You could leave some salary on the table to make your lineups unique if you're playing overweight on this game. So a lot of ways roster construction-wise to just be different today. So just wanted to throw that out there. We do have a question really quick in YouTube. What's up, YouTube? Hope you all had a fantastic weekend. We have a question in YouTube. How many is the max you'd stack from this game?
I mean, Stevie, I'm probably going at least six deep on this game.
See, my initial thought was five because I could get probably three studs and play five people from this game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you'll have to mix and match it and kind of see how you want to play it, but for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could get like a Trey Young and – I mean, it really depends on, like, Kyrie, too, for what it's worth. Because with Luka already out, if Kyrie plays, like, he's a stud, and Tatum gets Houston. So you could get, like, a Trae Young, Kyrie, Tatum, you know, two of those three guys, or maybe even all three of them, and then, like, get the other five pieces from this game because there's so many cheap pieces from this game. Yeah. So, I don't know. Six – I don't think six is crazy, but I think five is where I would be at. Gosh, so much value in this game. All right. We spent a lot of time on that game. We had to. I mean, the injury report is a mile long. Will took a nap. All right, wake up, buddy. Wake up. Utah Jazz, Miami Heat, 222.5 total here. Heat, 7.5-point favorites. Looking at the injury report for this one, Lowry is upgraded to questionable on the injury report. Caleb Martin is questionable. Robinson is out. And then on the Utah side, Jordan Clarkson is questionable. Colin Sexton is out. So we'll go Utah first. Tough matchup against Miami. Anything standing out to you here for the Jazz?
I mean, like you said, man, this is a really tough spot for them. I don't think I need to play any Jazz players today. Markin is 9,900. He's been good, but I don't see any reason for me to attack the Utah Jazz today. I just don't think it's a spot. This team, the whole team is a fade.
Kind of where I'm at. Like Kessler, he's been playing fantastic. He's 7,200. Very, really tough matchup against Bam. You know, Markkanen is someone that can smash on any given slate, put up 50 fantasy points against this team earlier this year, 99K or 9,900, 99K. That'd be really expensive. Yeah. You wouldn't even be able to fit him in your lineup. So, I mean, Markkanen, Kessler, the guys that I've been like playing, like, and then THT is another guy that I've been playing. Just really, like, their prices are caught up. Really tough matchup. I'm with you. I just don't have a ton of interest in Utah here. Their prices are up and the matchup stinks. If anybody, it would probably be like Kelly Olynyk. He could stretch this defense a little bit. Miami side of things, great matchup against Utah. Utah is definitely a team that we like to target, you know, players against. I could see Bam having a good game, went for 50 fantasy points against this team earlier this year. Like, he's someone that's capable of a big game in this type of matchup. Obviously I want to see the Martin news. I want to see the Lowry news. Tyler Hero's price is really intriguing at 6,900 in this matchup. That might be just too cheap. What are your thoughts here when you're looking at Miami?
I mean, I think they're just okay. Bam at 8,100 could be sneaky. Utah, from what I can remember off the top of my head, I think they've kind of had trouble inside as well. But Bam at 8,100, I don't mind. Jimmy Butler, I don't mind either. Utah's not great on defense, but they can score. So they very well could push Miami a little bit. I'm still not expecting Utah to win for what it's worth. But I think at these prices, like 8,700 for Jimmy Butler, 8,100 for Bam. You mentioned Tyler Hero. What if Bam and Jimmy both go for – one goes for 45, 46, one goes for 48, 49? That's going to be beneficial on this slate. Like you talked about running, you know, going five deep on the Indiana-Detroit game. Well, what if you could get two of those 8K guys and then maybe a true stud? That could really pay off in the end. So I like both of those guys a ton.
All right, moving on to a game without a total because there's some big injury news that we're waiting on for this one. It's Dallas and Memphis, Memphis in Dallas. Dallas side of things, Luka's out, Kyrie's questionable. That's exactly why we do not have a total in this game. Yeah. Adams, Clark, Morant out for Memphis. We'll go Memphis first here, Will. Tyus Jones, 7,300, matchup against Dallas, no Luka. He's capable of big games. Like, we've seen him go for 50 and 60 here recently without John Morant. He's capable of big games. His price is definitely up there where you need him to have a big game. Desmond Bane kind of in that same, like, really need him to have a big game to pay off this price tag. Talk to me here about Memphis.
Oh, boy. I mean, Tyus Jones is 7,300. And while I do think it's expensive, Stevie, I do think maybe you get him in some tournament shares. Like, we've seen him go for 60 and 50-plus fantasy points in two of these four starts. So I think there's still upside there, even if he doesn't do it every game. He's got upside. And one of the things that I like, Stevie, this last game he scored 35 fantasy points on the nose. He had 10 assists. Imagine if he scored five more points. He'd have 60 plus, he'd beat 40. While it's probably a shell shot or a shot to the system at 7,300, as long as Ja's going to be out, Tyus Jones is probably, if he can churn out some of these bigger performances once every two or three games, he's probably closer to an 8K play than a 7K play. So I like getting in some shares of him. Desmond Bane at 8,400, you know, he's another guy I think you could play. He's a lot closer to where I think his price is going to be. The same thing for Janet Jackson. I think the play here for me, you know, just straight up, is Tyus Jones mainly. Everybody else, which I know like Kennard's get a few minutes and stuff like that, but I think I can pass on him with the value we get from everywhere else. But Tyus Jones, definitely my main play here.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. I like the upside for Tyus Jones. His price, I'm with you. I think he's kind of the ceiling guy I'm looking at in this matchup. And then on the Dallas side of things, I mean, if Kyrie plays, ton of interest in Kyrie at 10-5. No Luka, Kyrie would be in a great spot. If Kyrie sits, that is where it becomes interesting, because to get Kyrie, they had to give up some really key pieces. I think Jaden Hardy would be a stellar play. He played 37 minutes. He had 21 shot attempts the other night against Memphis in the same type of game with no Kyrie and no Luka. So Hardy, if those two guys are out, I mean, he's definitely high up on the list. Hardaway would shoot a lot. He would play a lot of minutes in that scenario if those guys are out. So definitely looking at those two. Then it kind of gets interesting. I'm like, do we need the value of like Reggie Bullock and risk him just sitting in the corner? Anyway, like, talk to me about Dallas.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, if Kyrie sits, you talked about it, Hardy is going to be another top target, Stevie. Like, how are we going to play all these value plays? Well, we'll just figure it out. But Hardy's definitely going to be on the list. I think Tim Hardaway Jr. will be on the list. We saw him play, you know, 30, I think it was 38 minutes if the game is tight. 36 minutes, excuse me, 38 fantasy points. I think he would also make the list. I think I'd have him further. He'd definitely be behind Jaden Hardy because of the price, but he would for sure be on the list. I think Josh Green at 4,800, he would be on the list. He scored 41 fantasy points, Stevie. So he would be another guy that we could definitely target here. You got Reggie Bullock, 3,700. He played 32 minutes. Didn't have the best shooting performance, but, I mean, I consider him here in this spot. And then why? I mean, Christian Wood, I wish they would just give him some minutes. He played 15 minutes. That makes no sense. I will say this. I would consider playing Wood in tournaments, Stevie, just as a, hey, we think he's dead. Kyrie's out again. Maybe he plays 30 minutes and smashes out of nowhere. Like, I would have him in my pool. Wouldn't have crazy exposure, but I would have enough.
Yeah. Like, this is the game that if Kyrie sits, this is the game you can pivot some of that Indiana-Detroit off of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, we got Boston at Houston. 229.5 total in this game. Celtics, a 13-point favorite. Yep. Injury report, Gallinari's out, Robert Williams is out, Houston side, everyone is good to go according to the night before injury report. So we'll go Boston first. My biggest concern is Houston just keeping this game close. I mean, Boston should absolutely smash in this spot, and I don't know if the game necessarily stays close. I mean, if the game does stay close, Tatum has really high upside. He's like 60-plus point upside in this matchup. Jaylen Brown is someone that could have a really big game in this matchup, could go for like 50-plus. Then it becomes kind of interesting on like how you want to approach the rest of the team. I think like someone like either Smart or Brogdon could have a good role and have a really solid game in this matchup. What are your thoughts overall on Boston getting a fantastic matchup here against Houston?
Yeah, love the spot. Let me say this too, Stevie. We'll have to come back to Minnesota Atlanta at 7:30. But
did I skip a game?
Yes,
I did. Okay. We'll go back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll go back.
I had already like advanced, and then I advanced again. So we'll go back. No big deal.
Yeah. So
I pre-warned everybody that I am tired today. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. that was just a quick statement.
Listen, the warning was had.
Yeah. Now I like this game. Well, I like Boston. You know, Smart at 5,700 is somewhat sneaky. The problem is, I think, with a guy like that's priced like him, is it worth it to pull the trigger when all the value's in a couple other games? I don't think it is. But at 5,700, I think you take a shot. I get it. At 5,900 with Brogdon, I understand you take a shot. Jaylen Brown's 9K. He could probably get there in this game. Jason Tatum at 10-9. He could get there in this game. You know, we've seen him put up 45 fantasy points, Stevie, and I'm using this as an example. Played 31 minutes against Portland. A true blowout. I mean, 30 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. 45 fantasy points with the quickness. And this is something similar that he could do right here against the Houston Rockets, with probably upside for more considering the defense is going to be just putrid. So I love Jason Tatum. We talked about Rob Wills still being, you know, questionable here. Al Horford has been okay. Like, you know, had that one big game in overtime and followed that up again with another one that was a blowout against Portland. And then, of course, against Atlanta, he only put up 26 fantasy points. But he's in the mix as well in kind of this mid-cheap range. It's not better than the other games with Detroit and Dallas. But once again, matchup against Houston, it's tasty. You can't pass it up.
It's kind of how I feel. Matchup against Houston's juicy. You don't want to pass them. If this game stays close, I mean, like, looking at the Houston side, it's like, you know, we're taking some shots, I think, on, like, a Kevin Porter Jr., Jabari Smith type of play. And if, like, this game does stay close, these guys have so much upside. So, you know, even, like, a Jalen Green. So if I'm playing, like, a Tatum or a Brown, I'm looking at, like, a Green, a Smith, or a Porter Jr. Easton has been someone that's been really hot or cold. But right now, it seems like, you know, they really want to give the minutes to Jabari Smith. So I think I'd go Jabari Smith and spend the extra money. We have a ton of value on the slate, so money, salary cap's not going to matter. What are your thoughts on Houston?
Yeah, I don't mind Jabari Smith. I mean, he's been playing big minutes here recently, Stevie. So clearly, if he keeps playing in this vein, the upside is going to come. Looks like they got Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green that are going to play. They're probably going to eat into each other a little bit. I am expecting Boston to take care of business here. I mean, gosh. What's the spread on this game, by the way? Is Boston minus 10 even on the road? Minus 8.5, yeah. Something like that?
No, it's a lot more than that.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I'm 13. Saying. Like,
13.
Woo, and that's on the road, Stevie. Like,
yep.
Boston should handle business. So, I'm okay with Houston, but once again, I just think the value is so much better in these other games. And it's going to be chalky. I get it. But it's just – it's such a better spot than Boston beating up on this Houston team. But once again, Jabari is going to play 30-plus minutes regardless. Love it at 6,100.
Going back to Minnesota at Atlanta, my bad. It happens to the best of us. We have a 240 total. This is why Will was so excited. He wants to talk about this game. It's a fantastic game. 5-point favorites here for Atlanta. On the injury report, Bogdanovich is questionable. And then Gobert and Austin Rivers are questioning. Noel's out. And Carlton Towns is still out. Go Minnesota first. Will, you're like, your ears perked. You're like, hey, Stevie, you missed this game. We need to talk about this game. Talk to me. What do you like here from Minnesota?
Yeah, man. Mike Conley, 5,800. This is a big game for him, I think, up and down. Which I know you've mentioned that since Quinn's been there, Atlanta's not playing at such a fast pace. But Minnesota, these guys are rolling. So Mike Conley, 5,800. I like him a ton. You know, Anthony Edwards at 9,200. I think he's okay. Like, he's a stud I can get behind, Stevie. Like, the thing with him is, if you look over how he's been playing, he's pretty much a 40 fantasy point machine with upside. So, in a game against Atlanta, we've seen teams just really, really put up some nice fantasy performances. So I like him. Another sneaky guy, Kyle Anderson. This is pure. I mean, this is purely a tournament play. He's 6,100. He's flashed big upside in spots, Stevie. And so, you know, perhaps, you know, we catch the 40-point game for him against the Atlanta Hawks. So I like these guys a ton. Gobert is not someone I'm thrilled about. He's 7,900. And I know he just had a big performance. But I just, you know, at this price, I think I can just pass.
Yeah. Edwards is, like, capable of, like, these games where, like, he just shoots phenomenal and he puts up big fantasy points. We have a lot of value on today's slate. So I think, like, taking some shots on Edwards in tournaments isn't crazy. Talked about Rudy Gobert on, was it Friday? He just absolutely crushed. That was really cool to see him have, like, a really big game. He had a fantastic matchup. So I don't know if I necessarily go back to him, but I definitely, like, think that taking some shots on Edwards in tournaments isn't the craziest idea. And then, like, I wish Kyle Anderson was a little bit cheaper, but he's shown, like, some really big upside with, like, triple-double upside recently. So I definitely don't mind taking some shots on Anderson. On the Atlanta side, I mean, it's a fantastic matchup for Trae Young. One of the best matchups in the NBA is Minnesota guard matchup. So him and DeJounte have good matchups. Now it's only like $1,100 difference between DeJounte and Trae. I think I'm spending the extra $1,100 on this slate because of how much value we have. So I do like Trae Young in this spot. Capella's minutes are just all over the place. There's nothing that I can trust whatsoever with Capella right now. He's going to have big games from time to time when he gets the minutes and he gets the run. But I think I'm going to win more than I'm going to lose here. So, Atlanta's bench minutes are all over the place. I think it's Trae Young in this phenomenal matchup. And then if anybody else, it's like a DeAndre Hunter who's just playing a ton of minutes every night.
Yeah, man. I like Trae Young. I still like DeJounte at 8,300 just because he can pop some. So, I wouldn't play him and Trae together, of course, but I would kind of mix and match those guys around. John Collins, Stevie, price is plummeting. He played 30 minutes against Boston. It's time, right? Like, Stevie, he was 4K in that game because of the dynamic pricing. At 4,500, Stevie, if he's going to get, like, his last three games are 29, 28, and 30 minutes, like, I think it's time to get on the train until he get, you know, because at some point he's going back to 5,500 if he's going to be playing close to 30 minutes and he becomes more productive. So I just think this is excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry. I think this is a little bit too cheap for John Collins with what seems to be an increase or some stability in the minutes department.
John Collins, man. Yeah, listen, the last three games, what is it, 28, 29, and 30? Great matchup against Minnesota, especially if Gobert ends up sitting. So, yeah, sure. He's really good at basketball. He's fought injuries, and if he could stay healthy, he'd be someone we talk about a lot more. But, yeah, I mean, that's the risk you're taking when you're taking shots on him. Phoenix at Golden State is where we go next. Make sure I didn't skip a game again. you made me look again. We got a 239.5 total on this one. Warriors, a 4.5-point favorite. Looking at the injury report for this one, Kevin Durant's out, ankle sprain. Draymond is probable. Kuminga is questionable. Wiggins is still out. So we'll go Phoenix first. No Kevin Durant. We have seen, like, Devin Booker get hot recently. Let's just call it how it is. He has been shooting the ball great. Does that have something to do with Kevin Durant? Who knows? it's a slate that I'm not willing to find out. I'm going to play him. We have so much value on this slate that getting a Booker Curry stack is actually kind of easy. Man, Phoenix looks fantastic in this spot. It looks like it's just a whole, like the whole game just looks great to target. I could see Chris Paul having a good game here at 7,700. Yeah. His price kind of went down with Durant, and now it's like in a range where we could take advantage of Durant being out. So talk to me here about Phoenix.
I'm going to make this quick and simple, Stevie. It's going to be, we're going to be in, we're going to be out. Play Paul, play Booker, play Ayton. You can play all three. I think this is a good spot for them against the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to leave it at that. Any of those three are great.
All right, Golden State, I mean, definite interest in Curry, and I even have some interest in Klay. He's just someone, when he gets hot, that when he's shooting well, he's just shooting well. He has struggled in his matchup a little bit this season. Tough to judge that overall. DiVincenzo has been playing really solid minutes with Wiggins out. He's 5,900, could be a pivot tournament play. What are your thoughts on Golden State?
Yeah, like Curry a bunch, man. 10-4. This should be a competitive game. Stevie, once again, they're at home. And I, you know, it's not a secret. This has been all over sports news and stuff like that. Golden State has just played so poorly or just have not been able to win games on the road. But at home, Stevie, they're a machine. And they, I mean, they pour it on. And so I this should be a competitive game. Love Curry at 10-4. I'm with you on Klay here. Klay under 8K. is definitely intriguing because now if he scores 43 fantasy points, it's a lot more beneficial rather than him being at 8,200 and having to get 43, 44. So I like Klay. You talked about, you know, the fact that, you know, he gets hot from three. You know, this is a guy that can put 30 real points in the bucket and push the fantasy performance really quick. So I like him a ton. We saw, I think them kind of mix up the lineup a little bit the last time, but Jordan Poole is semi-intriguing here, but I don't think he's a better play than Dante DiVincenzo with how they're using him. So I'm going to side with DiVincenzo, even though Poole's probably a better play long-term, especially if Curry were to be out, which Curry's not going to be out for this game. But I think DiVincenzo's better with his role with the team right now.
Yeah, he has a really solid role with Wiggins out.
Yeah.
All right, we finish it out with the Bucks and the Kings, 236 total. Bucks a 1-point favorite in this game. Giannis is questionable, and the Kings are good to go. Milwaukee's on the road. We'll go to Milwaukee first. I mean, tale of two stories here. If Giannis is out, a ton of interest in Drew. If Giannis plays, a ton of interest in Giannis. Middleton's 8,200. I don't think that, like, Giannis being in or out makes me want to play Middleton. I think the price is just too high. When Drew and Giannis were out, I would have paid this price for Middleton, but I can't do it. So, ton of interest in Giannis if he plays. If he's out, ton of interest in Drew. Don't look now. Brooke Lopez is doing it again.
Like, he's crushing.
He went on this run like earlier this season, and here he goes again, like just absolutely crushing. Thoughts here on the Milwaukee Bucks?
Listen, man, I'm just going to start with the man, the myth, the legend, Brooke Lopez. If Giannis is out, I mean, it feels like right now he's the best play on the Bucks. I mean, the man, Stevie. Now, look, one of these games was like a 9-block game, and like, so I get it, but at 6,800, he scored 63 fantasy points. If you took away 18 fantasy points, he was still in the 40s. So it's not like, look, the 9 blocks were great, but he's been incredible here last three games. If Giannis sits, man, I think we have to consider Brooke Lopez. Like this, I mean, it's amazing. You know, you talk about Middleton, 8,200. No way I'm paying that price. Drew at 89, I think, is close. So he's in the mix for me, for sure. In a matchup with Sacramento, that's going to be up and down.
King side, listen, we have a ton of value on this slate. It's more of like, do we think Do you think it's enough value where Fox is going to be playable at his price point? Is Sabonis going to be playable at his price point? I mean, I kind of want Sabonis, but he's just having like a really sound season. It's like, how bad was the Pacers like misusing this guy? Anyway, thoughts on Kings? Like, Fox is priced up, Sabonis is priced up. It's not the best matchup. Gonna be a really good game though.
Yeah, for sure. I don't mind Fox in this spot though, Stevie. 8,800. I'm in. I know he's gonna get the Jrue Holiday defense, but if Giannis is out, then I'm gonna take a bump down the Holiday defense, Stevie, because he's gonna be relied more on the offensive end. And you know, for those of you that play basketball or just enjoy the game, like, Jrue won't be able to be the same defender on defense if he's got to carry an increased offensive load. He's not. So I'm gonna hop in with Fox here at 8,800. Sabonis at 9,800. I'm probably not as intrigued, but I still, Fox would be, you know, for sure the play. I wouldn't mind Kevin Huerter at 5,500. We know that Milwaukee is still giving up the three ball. Malik Monk, 4,600, coming off the bench. I wouldn't hate him either. You know, he has his flash game. So, you know, those are the guys I would consider. Harry Barnes at 5K is fair. Like, his minutes are so stable, Stevie. You can just pretty much play him every night. And, you know, one out of, I don't know, every 10 nights you're going to get a 30-plus fantasy point for performance. And most of the other nights it's going to be between 25 and 30. So, I don't mind him. He's not better value than the Detroit guys or the Indiana guys or the guys from Dallas if Kyrie sits. But I think he's still in the mix considering this should be a really good game.
Great game. A lot of value like we talked about many, many times already. But, yeah, a game to target for sure. Definitely a stackable game. All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here today. We got favorite play under 5K to 7X. Usually we're like, oh, we have to wait for some injury news. Today, we don't have to do that today, Will. Who do you got?
Man, give me – I think I like – God, I like so many guys, Stevie. Give me Aaron Nesmith.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, give me Aaron Nesmith against Detroit. He's going ball today.
Yeah, Jalen Smith is my favorite. He's 4,700. I will say that if Kyrie and Luka both sit, Jaden Hardy is just a phenomenal play at 4K.
Yeah, over and 8K, I'd be on under, green.
Yeah, over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
Give me Sabonis. Nope, give me Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. I was about to say, I don't like your Sabonis call, but I like the pivot there.
I meant marketing, but they were like right together. And so yeah, I was saying Sabonis. I was like, no, that's not Sabonis. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Middleton. I think he's just too pricey, even if Giannis sits. I think Middleton is just not a guy I'm going to play today at this price point. Favorite 6X play today?
Well, listen, no surprise here. It's definitely coming from this Detroit-Indiana game. Stevie, I think Killian Hayes is going to have a monster game, believe it or not, at 5,700. Like, we saw him put up 49 against Indiana last time. Like, Killian's going nuts, I think. No Ivy, too, is the key. Like, he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. Love Killian Hayes.
I'm going to go Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul's too cheap for no Kevin Durant.
Good pivot off of that game.
We highlighted enough, right? I mean, yeah, we highlighted enough. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got today, Will?
Okay, I'm going back to a guy that we talked about. I've saved this one for Let's Get Weird. Anthony Edwards, 9,200. I don't think he's the stud.
Took my guy.
Really?
Yes. No. Yes. Well, I mean, I even like talked about him when we were doing the game, and I was like, I talked about him too much. He's gonna. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's who I was gonna pick too. We're on the same page. I have another one. So go ahead, give me your thoughts.
Well, I just think on this slate with the value, I think people are going to go maybe all the way up to like a Tatum or someone that they feel like it's got like can get them 45, 50 easy. Edwards against Atlanta is a good play. Like he could go off for 60 here. And I don't think anybody would be surprised, but I think he's out of the loop in terms of the bigger studs. So I like him a ton.
I think this guy's weird, especially on this slate with all the value, but give me Tyler Hero. He was the second guy that I had written down.
Yeah.
I think he's someone that potentially flies under the radar. Fantastic matchup here against Utah. He's someone that when he's hot, he can just he put up 29 extra points against this team earlier this year. Like he's capable of big games. So give me Tyler Hero at 6,900. Any bets or any fantasy pick and plays that you like your night before?
Hold on a second here, Stevie. Jeez. I think I'm not sure where Killian Hayes is going to come because he's one of my favorite plays today. I'm not sure where he's going to come. It looks like we've got him at 7.5. I said, I'm going to take the over here, Stevie. Like with no Ivy, I think his assist numbers are going to be closer to like 9. So I'm going to take the over at 7.5.
All right, that is going to wrap it up for Monday's podcast. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more hoops. Hope everyone has a fantastic Monday, and we'll see you again tomorrow.